In light of the truth of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 concerning the punishment of evil doers, it seems appropriate that we remove ourselves wisely and our family and friends, we would encourage, from the country, state, or local jurisdiction of any kind that is not punishing evil doers. Let's read that. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him by the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. Now, notice God ordained civil authorities. I want you to read Romans chapter 13 this week, and notice what he tells us as the purpose and the reason in this fallen world that he has sent and he has ordained that there be civil authorities, and they are to do what? Why are they in place? Think about if we didn't have civil authorities. Even bad authority is better than no authority at all, and yet God gives a command to those in civil authority to do what? To participate in the punishment of evildoers. 1 Peter 2, 13 and 14, they were ordained of God. They are ordained of God. Quote, for the punishment of evildoers. For the punishment of evildoers. And, notice, in contrast, for the praise of them that do well. Now, notice Proverbs 17, verse 15. This is such an interesting verse. I want you to take note of it and memorize it. It says this in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15. And, of course, and always, reading from the real English Bible, the King James Bible. Notice, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even both are abomination to the Lord. Notice, abomination. That's one of the strongest words in the Bible for hatred. God hates the abomination of justifying the wicked and condemning the just. See, when you jail somebody for something that's not jailable against the Constitution, that's an example. Like for a debt, debtor's prison, like child support, etc., or for a ticket that you owed money on, that is a condemnation of the just. That is inappropriate. For example, the Texas state constitution, and I believe all other 50 constitutions in the United States, forbid jailing anyone for a debt. Article 1, Section 18 of the Texas state constitution says no man ever shall be imprisoned for a debt. And by the way, every state constitution applies in every one of the 50 states. So, Proverbs 17:15, civil authorities are never to participate in anything that justifies the wicked, like giving a murderer an abbreviated sentence. In fact, Genesis 9:6 institutes and God ordains the death of anyone who kills somebody else. Genesis 9:6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man, the authorities, shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. So if you kill somebody, you are to be killed. And some would say, well, maybe a life sentence is good enough. Well, I'm not going to argue with that, but the point is that civil authorities are ordained of God to punish evildoers, and anyone who backs the condemnation or condemning the just, the innocent, and anyone who justifies the wicked, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, two different classes here, are abomination to the Lord. They are an abomination to the Lord. And that's exactly what happens when these judges in the United States, for example, are slapping criminals on the wrist and completely revolving door situation, releasing them back into the public to go harm other people. America is under judgment. A second great Christian knows that. America is under judgment. And one of the ways that outplays itself, as we read throughout the Old Testament, is that our enemies are allowed to come in to our own homeland, invade, and wreak havoc. And some would say it's the church that's fake and that professes to represent Christ, but it doesn't, that has brought this judgment on the United States of America, and I'm not going to argue with that for a minute. Now, God bless our constitutionally abiding law enforcement those that don't participate in unlawful orders, no matter what level of civil service you are in, you are never to obey an order that is unconstitutional, that is against the law. God bless those who are law-abiding members of our country, part of law enforcement, etc., which God ordains to punish evildoers. Now, if you want to bring judgment on yourself, participate in, you can say it's just your job, but God sees right through that, and he's going to bring judgment on you if you in any way, shape, or form participate in condemning a just person. Amen. Anyone who justifies the wicked in thought, word, or attitude, or deed is abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 17:15. I want you to learn, I want you to memorize, I want you to meditate on, and I want you to preach and share that scripture all over social media and wherever else you minister. Let me read it again, Proverbs 17:15. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. That's one of the strongest words of judgment in the Bible. Anytime you see an abomination, you better take special note. Also, I want you to read Romans 13 and notice civil rulers, including the police, are ordained of God. We've had some bad judges and policemen. That doesn't change the fact that God, they're going to be judged very harshly. Anybody who thinks the United States court system is anything but corrupt hasn't really been through it. But that doesn't negate God's ordained purpose for, first of all, it's his ordination to begin with that there be civil authorities. Imagine in a fallen world in which we live where anybody could do anything to anyone they wished and there was no consequences, right? So even bad civil authorities are probably, as someone has noted, better than none at all. So we're probably never going to see perfect civil authority, but as is the case that in the case that just finished with Carmelo the murderer, Anthony Kill Mello, as some call him, Murder Mello, this young thug and thief and evildoer was convicted by all 12 of the jurors for murder. He's convicted of murder. He's now in jail where he belongs. And so that was a just judgment. In fact, it seems like that court, run by a Marine, by the way, was very upright. In fact, they interviewed the guy the day or two after, the judge, Judge Roach. So I'm just using this as a late-breaking or recent example for us here. Civil authorities, rulers, including the police, or ordained sheriffs, etc., they're ordained of God to punish those who do evil. That's what we just read in 1 Peter 2:13 and 14. I want you to get this in your heart and mind. And you preach the word. He that has my commandments and keepeth, obeys them. He it is that loveth me. If you're not in the word every day, you have told the Lord that he's not important to you. Your life is more important than the one who gave that life and then came and gave his life to save you into his kingdom and to make you his ambassador. You represent him in this life. You are to be his temple, the temple of the Holy Ghost, and be full of the word of God, which was given to us by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, etc. So in Romans 13, I want you to read that chapter perhaps three times in the next week, along with our other theme verses, and that would be 1 Peter 2:13-14, and also Proverbs 17:15, and you're going to learn how God has ordained civil rulers to punish evildoers. And in fact, in Romans 13, we read that these people are his ministers. I remember way back when I was in Alabama, North Alabama, and I was called to jury duty. And I don't remember all the details, but I was the head guy in the 12-person jury. Somehow they put me as the head juror. I forgot what they call that. And I was able to talk to the prosecuting attorney at the end of the whole trial. Actually, it was a assault trial. And the criminal was convicted and sent to jail. But I was able to minister to the lead attorney, prosecutor, and share with him and encourage him to read Romans 13. He wasn't saved, and so he didn't know about this, but I told him that he was actually a minister of the Lord, according to Romans chapter 13, and it kind of took him off guard. I've never talked to the guy ever since, but that was interesting. I just remembered that. Okay, so Romans 13:6, speaking of civil authorities to punish evildoers, for this cause, pay ye tribute also. That's why we pay taxes. By the way, we pay taxes every time we buy something. Okay, that's another topic. For for this cause, pay ye tribute, pay taxes also, for they, the civil authorities God has ordained, are God's ministers. Notice they are serving the Lord whether they know it or not. And as you know, most of them are not saved, but they're still God's ministers. And they are to be paid to minister protection to the people of God. That's why God has these civil authorities. Number one reason is to protect his own people. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Now, you're going to read Romans 13 and find out the circumference and the full context of that and build flavor and body and dimensions of truth as you do. So this is kind of an introductory message to civil authorities that are in place to punish evildoers. They are to punish evildoers, okay? And that's to be appropriate punishment for the crime committed. Proverbs 17:15. He that justifieth the wicked, if you bid Godspeed to the wicked, you are an abomination to the Lord. Or if you condemn the just, it's amazing how we see both of these things going on. People want to just, without evidence, without even knowing the whole story, they want to condemn people.
Or, on the other hand, justify people who admitted to committing a crime and who clearly committed the crime according to the evidence and testimonies of the witnesses.
Imbalance. An imbalance is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 11, verse 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord. We are to learn all the facts before we comment on anything. And if we don't know them, which is so many times the case, and we might not even need to know them, but if we don't know them, why are we going to offer our half-cocked opinion? As a Christian, we need to learn we don't have to have an opinion on everything. Now, we do have to have the word on everything. Proverbs 18, 13, he that answereth a matter, in other words, he speaks on a subject that he doesn't know everything about, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, in other words, hears the whole of the matter, it is folly or foolishness and shame unto him. As we close, we summarize the message of Scripture concerning civil authorities. We are to submit to them, 1 Peter 2:13 and 14, and to every righteous ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether that be coming from the king, that would be the president, I guess, higher authorities, as supreme or unto governors, local governors, sheriffs or state law, if it's just, as unto them that are sent by him, by God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Heavenly Father, please teach us your truth and help us to walk in it. We know your word is to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We ask for wisdom, God, that you would multiply your wisdom and your grace and your love in our hearts, and that we would be just in all things, as Micah 6:8 tells us. He has showed thee, O man, Micah writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.